Come to 1 John. Now, keep in mind, we're looking at the overall theme of this is genuine Christianity. If you've ever questioned in your own life, you've ever wondered what this is all about, this letter clearly defines and identifies what that really means. Now, you've heard me say repeatedly in the past, and I'm going to keep on saying this because it's something I believe God has really placed on my heart. Our intent as we move through the letter of 1 John is to move from being a Christian to being Christ-like, because there's a huge difference. How we're going to be able to sort of embrace that and sort of engage that into our lives is by a study of God's Word and seeing what His perspective is on what it really means to be a true Christian. Because we all know, and if you don't, you should probably know or have recognized the fact that the word Christian does not mean any longer what it meant in Paul's day. The world thinks because America is not Arab and it is not Judaistic and it is not Hindu and it is not Buddhist, it's a Christian nation. So it's sort of this overall, you know, this overriding idea that, you know, a Christian is sort of just, you know, if you're not any of these other things. In fact, we know today the media presents people that are in, you know, in the Middle East, there where all of the conflict and the hostilities are taking place. Anybody that is not a part of an Arab society, of the Islamic religion, or of the Judaistic religion, or any of the other religions for that matter, then they must be a Christian. So you'll